USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Those bipartisan talks on a coronavirus relief bill, they've collapsed. A compromise between Congress and the White House is now in doubt as the U.S. has eclipsed 160,000 coronavirus deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. Democrats were seeking a $3.4 trillion deal at one point. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said they even offered to reduce the price tag.
We come down a trillion from our top number, which is 3.4. They go up a trillion from their top number, which was 1.
President Trump in New Jersey said if Democrats don't act, he would bring relief by executive order.
And what we're talking about is deferring the payroll tax for a period of months till the end of the year, and I could extend it at a certain period.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The U.S. economy added 1.8 million jobs last month as the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
His latest report follows the 4.8 million jobs that were added in June before a spike in COVID-19 cases. Lainey Kerr-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.8 million in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. These improvements in the labor market reflected the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In July, employment rose in several major industries, with the largest gains in leisure and hospitality, government, retail trade, professional and business services, other services, and health care.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Dow finished up Friday 46.5 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
One group says some mail-in ballots in one western state did not go through. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Public Interest Legal Foundation found that more than one-sixth of mail-in ballots sent to voters in Nevada's largest county during the 2020 primary went to outdated addresses. The Election Integrity Group reviewed 1.3 million mail-in ballots from Nevada's Clark County sent during the June primary. It found that more than 223,000 of the ballots were sent to outdated addresses, leading the Postal Service to designate them as undeliverable. The undeliverable ballots accounted for 17% of all ballots mailed to registered voters. Nearly 75% of Nevada's total population resides in the county, which includes Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Facebook has allowed conservative news outlets and personalities to repeatedly spread false information without facing the company's penalties. NBC News reports that according to internal discussions from the last 6 months, rules were relaxed so that conservative pages, including those run by Breitbart, Diamond and Silk, and PragerU, would not be penalized for spreading misinformation. Facebook's fact-checking rules dictate that pages can have their reach and ads limited if they repeatedly spread information deemed inaccurate by its fact-checking partners. News anytime on demand at usaradio.com. I'm Kenneth Burns.